Reiki Articles by Bronwyn and Franz Steiner. Am I channeling positive energy with Reiki? By Bronwyn and Franz Steiner. Practical hints for Reiki practitioners. To continue our trend this year of writing articles to help practitioners clarify for themselves basic ideas about the system of Reiki, we've chosen to discuss the concept of positive and negative energy within the system of Reiki. It's always good to clarify definitions at the beginning of any article. The system of Reiki is a spiritual practice that was developed by a Japanese man called Usui Mikao in the early 1900s. It includes five basic practices: Reiju, palm healing, techniques and meditations, precepts, and symbols and mantras. Reiki the energy is the name of the energy within the system and is literally translated from the Japanese to mean spiritual energy or sacred energy. One variation used in the West is universal energy. Generally, these terms represent the concept of the energy of everything. When a Reiki practitioner works with energy, it is sometimes called channeling the energy. The reason why we channel energy is to support the movement of that which is stagnant in order to live life in its natural flow. When we are not at one with this natural flow of life or energy, we come up against obstacles, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Often, where one of these elements ends and the other begins, we do not know. All we know for sure is that these elements are interdependent of one another, and together they create the filters through which we experience our lives. The practices taught within the system of Reiki affect these obstacles, thereby supporting change and affecting every aspect of our lives. So does this mean that we're in fact channeling positive energy? No. Not if we're truly experiencing universal energy, the energy of everything. Within universal energy, we will always channel negative and positive energy. In Japan, these two elements are called yin and yang, and in China, yin and yang. Yin and yang are not words for good and bad, but rather representations of dual elements, the two flip sides of a coin. Yin and yang also represent other dualities such as earth and heaven, female and male, the moon and sun. By balancing and blending dual elements within ourselves, we are creating a non-dual existence, one where we begin to resonate fully with universal energy. Therefore, when we work on ourselves or others, it is not about taking the negative away and filling ourselves up with positive energy. True healing takes place as the two forces blend harmoniously out. Why then do some like to believe that Reiki is positive energy only? Perhaps we're too scared to see that which might be labelled as bad within ourselves. To heal, we need to face all sides of ourselves, including our fears and darkest issues. By working on ourselves and by taking responsibility for our personal spiritual progress, we learn to let go of self-condemnation and work toward balance instead. Take this responsibility into your own hands, own it, and live life in acceptance. Move away from the need to label your experiences. Move instead into a state of union with the universe. It is there that your obstacles have the opportunity to dissolve.